Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday, October 2nd, 2020. In the live stream, we have Benoit and Sky Larkin. She wants to vent.
Yes. Apparently, the vaccine is starting to be rolled up. So maybe not exactly the COVID vaccine, but let's get our take on that.
Go ahead, Sky Larkin. Let's get your take.
What's happening? So, I'm just a little bit anxious today. I'm really pissed off. Yesterday, I had two forms from my daughter's school. She's 13 years old, and basically it's for vaccines. It's quite a few vaccines, so it's for my consent. And then they sent it yesterday, 1st of October, and they want a response by the 6th. Otherwise, they'll take my daughter's consent from her, basically. And my daughter will just say yes, because she'll say, oh, well, yeah, I'm worried about catching these diseases. And she's read the leaflet provided. And it's three vaccines. One of them is, well, the first lot is three together, and it's diphtheria, tetanus, and polio, right? That I don't have a problem because she's had tetanus jab before, but three.
You should have a problem. Get any vaccines. My God.
But that's the first one, Ab, and then after that, it's a meningitis vaccine. Meningitis, I didn't know there was even a vaccine for it. I know that.
There's a vaccine for everything now.
Yes.
Do not consent.
I know, but her dad wants her to have them. And then the third one, and this is the one I definitely do not want her having, I definitely don't, is this HPV vaccine.
And
she's not sexually active. The HPV occurs if you have sex and you catch an STD and you get scarring. But she's 13.
That's all scare tactics.
What's gonna happen when you don't agree
with the dad? That's a huge problem. And I even told my daughter, before you get married, you better make sure that you're on the same vaccine page as whoever you're marrying, because that'll be a huge issue.
Yes.
It's a nightmare.
And also, on a more basic level, even circumcision should be discussed before.
So many things.
I learned that cool lesson.
So many things. You really got to figure it out.
I mean, I could just send it without him knowing, but the fact is she's mentioned it to her dad, and also he's convinced her, well, if you're not protected against these things, you could die early. And I'm saying, well, you know, we are strong, you know, our immunity will help us, and these diseases are new. And I said, look, I don't have a problem with the tetanus, polio, diphtheria.
Why don't you have a problem with it, though? That's a contradiction right there.
Then it's sort of like me trying to compromise. And the reason I don't have a problem with it is because I know that from children are little, they have these vaccinations. However, I don't want to take any all in one, and this sounds like it's a vaccination with the three amalgamated, and I'm not up for that. So you can have them separately at separate times. I mean, the tetanus...
I don't know why you're okay with it.
I'm all right with it, because the tetanus one is to stop you having, you know, like septicemia, like say if you get a cut or, you know, an infection in your
I know, but I think that's a lie. I think that's a lie, too. I really do.
It probably is.
I think you'd be better to urinate on your cut than take a tetanus shot. Urination on it is probably healthier.
So, but can you see my dilemma here? Can you see it? It's awful because my daughter is brainwashed by her dad. She's like, she thinks I'm fucking insane. And I just feel like I have to say
that in the end, you might not want to fight it too bad, because the more important thing in the end, your child is strong enough to fight anything they will give up. My point is that the relationship with the child is the more important, and being in opposition all the time, it's not a sustainable way of doing things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it could be that I can delay it or something by saying no now.
Wow.
And then rethinking it again, but I'm just going to have this same dilemma every bloody year until their fourth month. And the other thing I'm concerned about is that they're just doing this now because secretly they want to give her the COVID vaccine as well. I don't even know what they're putting into her. They'll say, yeah, it's just for meningitis and HPV, when really it's for COVID. I mean, it's just such the timing. I don't get it. I don't know, I'm just very suspicious. And I text a friend and she said a friend of hers had the same dilemma, and her friend decided, I mean, she's awake to a friend, but her friend decided that her daughter would have it just because the decision was just so hard. And it does feel like they're going to get you anyway. I mean, the HPV one, I'm just so concerned about. I really am, but I don't know. And then you posted that thing about Birmingham, and it was like, oh, fucking hell. You know. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh.
Yes, it's the big difficulty of the issue is that, fortunately, the father has a say, which is a good thing in the end. But in that specific case, that didn't help you at all. That's clear. But that's how it is. In the end, like I said, the more important thing is the relation with your daughter. Try to talk it out with her and see if there is a way to not get the one that are mandatory. And that's about it. And just avoid as much as you can. But it's not an ill to die on in the end, I think. Sadly enough, things being what they are, it will only cause some kind of risk between you and your child, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone cares about their children, but I'm just so suspicious of the HPV because I really do think it sterilizes women, you know, so that they're unable to have children in the end. And it also seems to give license to children having sex. I mean, why should they be concerned about catching an STD at age 13? It's just fucking madness. I mean, and I knew I'd have this problem. When it's anything to do with my child, this is where I find it so difficult, you know. If it's me, fair enough, I can make that choice, but, you know. And by age 14 in this country, children are allowed to give their consent for these things because they see them as competent enough anyway. So even if I delay it next year, she could give her own permission. So yeah, I suppose I'm hitting a brick wall.
You might want to delay it until next year, and then that's her decision, and there is nothing you can say about it. But maybe for as long as you can try to oppose it in the basis that in the end, in 1 year, it will be your decision.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably the fairest way of doing it. And then just tell her what I know, you know, what I've heard about the vaccine. The whole campaign was really odd for that HPV. It was this girl who was on Big Brother here, and she got cervical cancer and died. And then after that, it was all about rolling out the vaccine. You know, she had such a massive influence. So that's how you could tell it was dodgy. It was like all deliberate, you know, like a psyop, basically. That's how I felt it was. And that's when they started. And they give it to boys too. It's not, and that's what's so weird. It's not even just girls and they say cervical cancer. It's boys have this vaccine, and that must be for another cancer that they have as well. Because initially it was for cervical, so that's girls only, right? You know. but they give it to all the teenagers now, boys.
Yes, it's something that is a cross-gender, apparently. But like I said, it's the same for the COVID vaccine. In the end, it would be impossible to live a normal life without having it. Or having a forged paper or a convenient doctor that will find something for you. That might be suitable for us as adults, but I would not want it for my children, having some kind of fake paper on them at all times. Not something I would want for them. As much as I know the vaccine is something that is nefarious, I don't see any way around it, really.
Yeah, you're right. I suppose all I can do is just delay it as much as I can, you know. But I find the timing really odd, though, I have to say, you know. I mean, I know they haven't been at school for most of the year, but this when everyone's thinking about the COVID vaccine.
It's sure that the sympathy that the population has toward the medical personnel is in all-time high. So clearly, if they wanted to implement any type of policy or do anything of any type in the medical field, now is the time. It's evident.
Yeah.
So I don't really see how it's possible to avoid getting vaccinated for some type of disease at one point.
Yeah. I mean, what if they decide to do them all on the same day? I mean, that's just so overwhelming, isn't it, for a little body? You know, I don't understand why they have to put those three all together. Because I know with the MMR, that was always the issue. They always felt that it was giving all three together in one go. It's just such an attack to the nervous system, don't you think?
Yes, but one can sustain such attack because, to give you an example, when I arrived in boot camp, I was 20, and when I showed my vaccination paper to the doctor there, he was very surprised by the fact that I did not have any vaccine since I was probably 8 or 9, maybe 10. So I did have quite a big number of vaccination in one go, and that did absolutely nothing to me, really. Nothing that I can testify of. Maybe it did something on another level, but I didn't felt anything, to be honest.
Yeah. My belief is that it hits you in later life, these things. But I suppose if you have a healthy lifestyle, you could probably counteract them, you know.
Yes.
A lot of, like, my friends, female friends, at one point there was MS, you know. They were all being diagnosed with that. They didn't know what was wrong with them, and it would be months and months of tests. And MS, you know.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, so that was it. I feel calmer now.
Yes. So, like I said, anyway, it will be your daughter's decision when she's of age. And I think that on this ground, you can at least try to delay it as much as possible.
Well, what a big problem when you don't agree with your spouse, though. That's a huge problem for you. I don't have a solution for that one, but I would say no vaccines ever. I don't see why. I don't see how you can be for one and not for the other. I don't go with the Robert Kennedy Jr. approach. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I don't know. I think it's because all of those diseases, the diphtheria, tetanus, and polio, they're all ones that I'm aware of. And
yeah, but you're
you know,
not.
I've had those vaccines as well. It's the new ones I have a problem with.
It's either you got to be black and white on this, really, because there's no gray area. There's no gray area for the cause of disease. So you're either you agree with the terrain theory or you agree with the germ theory that you're invaded with a toxin that you have to get rid of. I don't see how there's any in between in this situation whatsoever. There really isn't.
I mean, I agree with terrain. That's cleaning the body, isn't it? The terrain theory, that one. I do agree with that. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, but if you believe that you can get polio, that means you believe that your body is invaded with a polio virus, and that is definitely against the whole idea of the terrain theory. You can't catch a virus. Polio, I believe, is just chemical poisoning from DDT or whatever else they use to get rid of the pests on fruit. And that was, so they stopped doing that, and then 10 years later they came along with a vaccine, which did absolutely nothing, in my opinion, except make the vaccine companies lots of money. So, you know, they haven't changed the script. They haven't changed the script is what I'm trying to tell you. There's no difference.
Yeah, maybe not, but the fact is, I mean, yeah, maybe not, who knows, but I know I don't want her to have that HPV, and I suppose just all the meningitis one either. I mean, I just don't understand why they have to overload it by sending it all in one go, and why they have to give three vaccines together.
Because once they're there, they might as well whack you hard, and they're charging big money. I know money isn't necessarily the end game, but it's certainly a big part of it, if you ask me. So I think once they got you compliant, you know, you'll do anything. So I don't really see how you. To me, it's like being half pregnant. You're either on board or you're not. So to argue about the minutiae, I'll take this one, but I don't really like that one without a real good reason why not. Even to me, it's all or none.
Yeah, but I feel that way because children with meningitis, they do lose their limbs and are disabled. You know, I've seen that, and...
I'm sure.
You know.
But I don't know what causes meningitis, do you?
Well, no, I don't. I mean, I think it's okay to be non-committive and to be on the fence a bit. That's all right. I don't see why that is a problem. I mean, that's another argument, isn't it, for another day?
I'm using it. There's a take one in the yard. What's the difference?
Well, I don't know. I'm just exasperated at this point because I just feel like I don't have any power, really.
Oh, that sentiment I have used for so many times with my kids, it's not even fun anymore. That's probably the biggest drama of my life, the lack of control, power, and decision that I have over the life of my kids. So I join you on that. It's very frustrating. It's one of the worst feelings ever. But what can you do? In the end, if your kids want to comply, they will comply. It did take me an insane amount of years to realize what the world really was. So I cannot fault them for not being up to the point already. You know what I mean? And it's not possible for me to overload them with info as much as I want to try to make them see the world as I see.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just the fact that she would rather believe her dad. I suppose that's frustrating, but I've just got to... But it's not easy, you know.
No, it's probably a lost fight going against the things that your kids are hearing in school. In the end, in my personal life, it's life that taught me how the world was. So I cannot expect that I am powerful enough to just explain it to my kids and they will understand everything and all things. I mean, I can tell my kids to not take drugs as much as I want, but it might come a day when one of my kids is taking drugs. What can you do? I mean, the propaganda is so strong in so many aspects of life that it's very difficult to go against, especially with internet.
Yeah, exactly. That David Icke thing, though, that I put up was interesting because it does seem like Birmingham is where they're experimenting on as well. You know, seems to be so much happening. But
that's what it is. And also the fact is that they will probably use the amount of people that migrate to the UK to say that, yes, maybe you won't need to be vaccinated against such disease in the past, but you should because of the fact that the people brought back different strain of the same disease, so you have to get vaccinated again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because, there are a lot of migrants, you know. You know, it's really multicultural.
Yes. So that's also probably why they are testing different types of medical vaccine or procedure on Birmingham, for the simple reason that there is a large panel of different type of human ethnicity that you might come across.
Yeah, because it did say black and ethnic minorities and the elderly and the vulnerable.
Yes, definitely. Mm. Yes, and suddenly people will start to be dying more and more, and it will be said that it is because COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
The worst thing that could happen would be that everyone get vaccinated and they still continue to push the narrative that people are dying and that the vaccine is of no help, and that in the end the harsher measures will be taken, something that will achieve to destroy the economy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But not everything is bad and grim, and things might be better in the future. It's just that at this point, it's very difficult to see any light at the end of the tunnel. But
yeah, exactly. It's just so intense, isn't it, at the moment? You know, every day. I mean, all this stuff with Trump as well, you know, about him being diagnosed. It was just so interesting listening to it on the news this morning, because the first thing they said was, well, he didn't wear a mask, he opposed to it in the beginning, and that he didn't adhere to social distancing rules. So straight away you're going to have people say, oh well, that's why then, because he didn't wear a mask. And it does seem like he's going to be out of the campaigning as well, because they said he won't be able to take part in the campaign because he's in quarantine.
Yes.
And
so but
it just seemed like they're going to kill him off with the COVID. Well, obviously fake death.
Yes, that's exactly what came to my mind when I heard the news. I, for some reason, thought of a zombie movie where at one point they say, yes, the president, sit down, they got to him.
Yeah.
So, but I don't really know if it will change anything, because firstly, voting has absolutely no power, so the results of that election are already set in stone. It was probably the case 30 years ago. For some reason, they had this short list of people that they might want to hold the presidency at this specific time in history. And one of them made the cut, and it was Donald Trump. So I don't think that it will change nothing. And even if people vote and it was registered, even if it's not used, I figure that the people that would like Trump and want to vote for him are already sold on the character, and that nothing that is said or done at this point will change their opinion anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I agree. I think that voting is pointless. It's a selection, isn't it? Not an election, but it'd be interesting to know what the Q people think, because the Q stuff I find interesting, and even I'm not 100% sold on it, but I find it fascinating.
It seems, I cannot confirm that because I don't have the interest for it very much, but it seems that everything that is Q-related came from only one guy that has absolutely no access to any secret accreditation or anything like that.
Oh, you mean Q himself? You reckon it's just one guy and not a team?
Yes, I saw something, but it was briefly on the internet, about the fact that they find out who the guy was. But I didn't pay much attention because it's not really my cup of tea. I don't see anything coming from the system being able to transform the system. If anything, it's only control opposition.
Well, this is it. I mean, a lot think that it is. It's just to keep people believing in the election system. But then you've got, you see, I wasn't interested in it either until Mark Devlin started talking about it. And then that really, I don't know, didn't shock me, but I just thought he seemed really sold on it. And he's always been like the voice of reason, you know. So
but you can't get them right at all times. You can't be right at all times. So
yeah.
The Q thing is rather strange, to be honest. It doesn't have much credibility, and it's kind of a belief system that someone each side of the presidency of Donald Trump, or Donald Trump himself, is giving away those bits of rather strange information that in the end didn't really pan out. Because if I remember correctly, at the beginning of Trump presidency, there was this talk of a C-led indictment treatment, that people are about to be trialed by a military court or anything. I don't see anything of that ever happen. So.
Yeah, they keep saying that that's going to happen. I think at the end of COVID, but I mean, who knows? I mean, it is interesting, and I suppose I sort of think it would be great, but I think it's just something that gives people hope, maybe, and they'll probably be manipulated again, you know. It just seems very militarised, doesn't it, the whole thing? And the military seem to be, apparently, a part of it. And because you see all these...
Military intelligence, obviously.
Yeah, because there's lots of patriots, like, all over, who are in the military, all over Twitter, you know, will say, this, we go one, we go all, and, you know, it just seemed like an operation, you know.
That slogan, we go one, we go all, I think it came from something else before this, this whole movement, but I just think that it's a way to control, like you say, some patriots, some people that are right-minded, right-wing-minded, more or less, and the easiest way to control them is to give them the false hope that something will change, and in the end, for some reason, something happened, but we tried our best and should continue to comply with the system because better day will come.
Yeah. At We Go One, We Go All, apparently it was from John Kennedy Jr.'s boat. He had a bell that had the WWG1 thing on it. So that's why they have this theory that Q is John Kennedy Jr. as well.
Yes. Wasn't he supposed to appear at Mont Rushmore on the 4th of July? Which he didn't, obviously.
Oh, appear where, sorry? I didn't catch that.
At the Mont Rushmore celebration for the 4th of July, where Trump was attending, I think.
Yeah, there's lots of theories about who he could be now. But it does seem far-fetched.
Yes. The false hope that someone inside of the system is acting on your behalf, that you shouldn't rush things and be waiting. And it's been 4 years now. It's been 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what the scenario is, but it might very well be the fact that Joe Biden is the next U.S. president. That's what was decided. Yeah. So all those people will have been waiting for 4 years for absolutely nothing. And they will come out of this experience having the belief that Trump tried his best and that now they are against the system or anything, but the system itself. If we find another way to co-op them and to get them to act nicely for 4 more years until the next one is chosen. Because obviously, considering the age that they have and the current mind frame in the USA, there is no chance that Joe Biden, even if he was to win, will be re-elected again or even compete in 4 years.
Yeah. And the Trump thing, I mean, well, Q is dependent on Trump winning, isn't it? That movement, it needs Trump to win to carry on the claim.
That some former president has seen Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were to be arrested. So, if I remember correctly, Joe Biden was the vice president for Barack Obama. If Barack Obama is to fall, Joe Biden is to fall, and I don't think that any branch of the government in the USA are going to arrest the acting president or the elected president, rather, in the meantime between the election and the investiture ceremony.
Yeah, exactly. Fascinating.
That's who it is. The Q crowd are persuaded that someone is there for them, but no one will say that. It's kind of a quasi-religious belief when you consider it.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's like a cult, isn't it, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, I've looked into it after my day. I thought, oh, well, it's interesting. You know, I still look at stuff about it and try to keep an open mind. But I think the more this year goes on, the less likely I think any of that will happen. Because, you know, it's just such a contradiction in mainstream media. I mean, I just don't see anyone, you know, some messiah turning up and saving the world and... You know, giving us our payment, and you know.
Yes, my opinion always was that throwing a few big names is not enough. And the thing is that you cannot indict a former person that was in the government, because many, if not any of the government, is still the same people, the senator, everything. They were so all intricated in some dealings, whatever it was, drug or child trafficking, whatever you want. You can name it, they are all implicated in that in some ways. And if you use the full extent of the law, I remember from watching a lot of mafia movies that there is something called RICO in the USA law that is helping the government prosecute someone that was part of an organization of, even if they don't know what criminal activities was going on in such an organization. So I will figure that you will have to jail Alf at the very least of the Senate, and I don't think that's something that is possible. Will never happen.
Yeah. Can you still hear me?
Yes, of course.
I just have to mute. I've just had a phone call. I'll be back in a second.
Yes.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I'm Original Simulant from Florida. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com, motherfucker.
In the meantime, let's listen to us. That was it, this coronavirus-related song. So, let's Spider Phallus is in the room. Do you want to speak up?
Hey, Benoit.
Bonsoir.
That was not what I wanted to hear first thing in the morning.
Yes. It's a Mexican punk band that did a coronavirus-related song.
Nice. Maybe later on tonight. That's Friday. It's Friday, man.
Absolutely.
But it's only 6:45 in the morning for me.
Yes, I can understand that. So last night I watched the South Park coronavirus episode, which was for some reason longer than any other episode.
Yes, I the funny thing is, okay, as far, I love South Park very much. To the point where I don't even have a TV, but I watch it on a tablet, but I actually went out and got HBO Plus just because South Park's on it. And then last night I got home from work late. I actually stopped by my mom's house and I hung out and had dinner with my mom last night, and then I got home and I went to watch South Park and I fell asleep halfway through it, dude. So I saw the first half. It was pretty funny though.
Yeah, so we will only discuss the first half then, I suppose. No, there isn't much to it. It's defending the normal narrative that there is a virus and everything. But at least they are making fun of the situation, and it's always a good thing. It's welcome, at the very least.
Well, they went as far as having Randy and Mickey Mouse get all wasted and go fuck a bat in an alley. They went and raised a bat, and that's how. And then Randy thought he gave coronavirus to the whole world by having sex with a bat. that's not the mainstream.
Yes,
but I didn't see how it turned out though. Like I didn't see like how did the virus like I was saying that the virus did not spread that way. Is that how it turned out?
I'd say that rather than to address the end of such a situation to the coronavirus, they made a plot twist, that kind of removed the coronavirus from the equation, even though it's still present.
Right, and then Cartman, like, loved staying at home and loved the social distancing, and he carried a stick around with him, and, like, made people stay away, and he didn't want to go back to school, and he just would put a picture of himself on the video chat for school, and then he just would hang out in his pajamas all day.
Yes, with a 6-foot-long stick.
Yep.
To keep her
stay back! Stay back!
So that was good. That was a good part. That was interesting. But the thing is that South Park was more funny when it was less politically charged.
Yeah, and they did have an episode where they lost all their money at the Indian casino, and the Indian casino took ownership of South Park, And then they went out and and then they went out and they stopped the Indian from the American Indians from plowing down the town and all that. And then the American Indians, to get them back, took Asian or Chinese people and rubbed them on blankets and gave them to the people. And then they ended up getting the bird flu. And they said, and I remember Randy was in that laying down with the flu, and I remember him saying, son, there's only a 99% chance that I'm going to survive this. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then they ended up just finding the cure, which was chicken soup and Sprite. Like, remember when I was a little kid, my mom would give me chicken soup and Sprite? She would always give Sprite or 7-Up when you had a cold, you know? It was funny. But I thought that episode was funny. And then the Indian, of course, the American Indian, the chief's son got the flu. So they came and cured him with Western cure of chicken soup and Sprite.
You know what? There is some kind of clever people that made an edit of it, and we are going to listen to it because it's too cool.
Yeah.
Hello, boys. Find everything you need?
Yep, all set.
Okay, let's see here. Toilet paper? Toilet paper? Toilet paper? Toilet paper? Toilet paper? The entire town has been quarantined by the federal government, nobody allowed in or out, which means nobody can come to our aid. It appears this town and this reporter are done for. Coming up next, choosing the right hair conditioner. What you don't know about hair care products could be costing you a bundle.
It's all right, Dad.
How's your mother?
She's hanging in there. Here, drink some beer.
It's cool on my tongue.
Gonna be all right.
There's only a 98% chance that I will live.
No, Dad, no!
Soon there will be only 98% of us left. The spirit of middle-class white people is strong in you, Stan. Seek out the wise men in Bellow Creek. Now go! Go!
Dad! Dad!
Stanley, did you have an inward journey with the old man? Did you have a vision?
I don't know if I did or not. I saw something. Someone spoke to me and told me the middle-class white way to cure SARS. Campbell's chicken noodle soup, DayQuil, and Sprite.
Yes. Yes, of course. Quickly, Stan, we must give it to everyone.
Boy, that really did the trick, Stan. I thought we were kind of sort of not really done for.
Thanks to you, we're all safe now, Stan.
Well, that was it.
Yes. Oh, I can't get away from South Park, man. I like got Hulu just so I could watch South Park. And then, they left Hulu and went to HBO, and I got HBO just so I could, I don't even have a TV, I watch it on a tablet. I love that show.
Can you access the entirety of it? Because for example, on my Netflix, I can only access the first season. Then after that, it's a mix-up of episodes between season 2 until season 19, I think.
Netflix has South Park?
Yes, but only some selected episodes for most of the season. So nothing about the Prophet of Islam or the Jews or anything like that. The Mel Gibson episode is absent, for example.
Oh, so yes, you could access every episode. And the episode that aired last night on HBO Plus aired the night before on Comedy Central, or is Comedy Central what? Like,
yes, it's Comedy Central.
Okay, so Comedy Central had it the day before HBO Plus, but HBO Plus has every episode, so they put it out on HBO Plus the day later, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we got it a day later. But thank God, otherwise I'd have to buy it. That's like one of the few things in the world.
No, you don't have to buy it, because I have the right to say it, because I'm in Switzerland and it's not illegal. You can always torrent any episode of any of show you want. I mean, there is absolutely no problem technically in doing that, but it's not illegal in Switzerland.
Yeah, I would totally do it if I knew how. I'd have to get involved. I'd have to, like, learn how to torrent. I don't know how to torrent.
Yes, but I understand that it's more just to reward the artists for what they are doing, even though they are only getting a small cut of it. And when you're seeing the movie that the both guys that did Fast Fast, they did some movies. I don't think that any of those was a success, though.
I would have saw that in the theater, bigger, longer, and uncut.
Yes, that one, okay, but it's South Park related. They did another one, that did a couple of other ones. One is a stupid movie where they kind of reinvent baseball, and it's a rather stupid movie. And the other
basketball.
One is Captain Orgasmo. Yes, basketball, exactly.
I didn't love it the first time I saw it, but I saw it a couple times. I thought it was actually kind of funny, you know?
Did you see Captain Orgasmo?
I did. I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. I thought it was okay. But that's because I love those guys, you know?
Captain Orgasmo is good, but clearly it was not a commercial success, so.
No, it was not a commercial success. You're right. That would be a very small part of it. But they also have a play called the Book of Mormon.
Is it that also?
The Book of Mormon play? Yes, they have a play in California. I never saw it, but my friend went and saw it and said it was very good. And my friend is like a more of a classy kind of a guy. He doesn't like watch South Park, but he is more affluent, I guess you would say. But he actually went and saw the play at Book of Mormon, and he says it was fantastic. Like, I should go check it out.
Well, maybe that's something I should download too, because there is probably a way to get it.
There must be. Oh, I don't know if it's on TV or not. I was going to go actually see the play. It goes around, maybe, I don't know if it comes out your way in Europe, but it went around America, I guess. I don't know how plays work exactly, but.
Yes, and they also did Team America, I think.
Oh, they did what?
Team America, the one with puppets.
I didn't understand what you said.
I said that they also did the movie Team America. The one with the puppets. Team America. You don't know that movie?
Oh, I didn't know that movie. No, I haven't heard of that. I'm not very much in the loop when it comes to this stuff.
Yes, but, Team America is the greatest.
Oh, they did a movie called Team America?
Yes, definitely. It's done with puppets and...
Oh, really? I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yes. Since we are on that topic, I'm sorry I can't tell you how to come.
Oh, no, you're all right. Go on. It's okay.
Yeah, so since we are on that topic, let's listen to the team song, because it's fucking great.
America!
Let's not listen to all of it, because it's repetitive, but it's repetitive. That was the theme song from that movie, America, Fuck Yeah.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Those idiots don't even know where we live.
Yeah, it's funny, that film. When he says, never go full retard, I love that.
That's a great movie, the one with the puppets. And I think that it's from the two guys that did South Park. And
yeah.
Do you remember that at one point, before each and every one of the episodes of South Park, there was a short clip in black and white where they were dressed as cowboys and making fun of an Indian?
Yeah.
What? There was, where was this? On South Park?
Yes, just before some episodes of South Park, there was a short clip where there was explaining some of the things in the episode, and they always came up with the phrase, "It's my favorite episode." And then they were dressed as cowboys, both creators. And at one point, one Indian was coming in the frame, and they were making fun of him, saying that he was useless and everything.
I don't remember that part. I don't remember that. Those guys are really funny. They do, like, really funny stuff. And they make fun of other celebrities and stuff like that all the time, you know? Like Jennifer, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez. They had those episodes about her where Park Carter makes her into a puppet. Oh, they make fun of celebrities. Tom Cruise, they had that one episode of, with, Christian Science. And they put him in the closet. And they made fun of Mickey Mouse at Disney. But what is? Do you think South Park are good guys or bad? Or, you know, is there such thing as good guys? Or what do you think of those South Park guys? They're just part of the system, right?
They are there to make me laugh. So if I started to take the people that make me laugh into the good or bad category, I will be definitely lost. Laughing is the only thing where I don't care about the other people's opinion. If what you say are funny, it's okay with me.
Yeah, well, that's...
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, they don't seem to have any predictive programming, do they, or do they? Not that I've noticed. Not like Family Guy or Simpsons. Do they have it in South Park? I haven't watched it for a long time.
No, they are more reacting on the actuality than predicting it or making assumptions. It's more of a joke on the things that are going on. Like the kids are wanting to play ninjas, and people are mistaking them for the Islamic State.
Yeah, so they're probably good guys, if they do exist, any good people. But there might be, you know, either.
Yes, but at the very least, they are making fun of some situation, and it's always good. And there was this contentious episode about the Prophet of Islam. That was really funny, to be honest. And it was the episode with Tom Cruise packing fudge. I think so.
Yeah, I'd like to watch the new one. I saw you put a torrent on there.
Like I said, it's legal in my country, so this torrent might be only useful to people living in Switzerland or other countries that don't section downloading the movie.
Oh, yeah, it's illegal here, but I have used torrents in there, and I've been all right.
Yeah, I feel no shame for if I was to be able to somehow download free, like, and not pay for some kind of movies. I don't think I'm taking money out of the pockets of of billionaires. South Park had an episode where the kids wanted to start a band, but they realized that if they made music, that people were just going to go on Napster and download it for free. And then the FBI came and, like, took the kids and, like, made them look at, like Lars from Metallica wanted to get two pools and a golden pool and stuff like that, and he couldn't afford it because people were downloading his content for free.
Yes, there were different artists coming with the kid that was on strike. His band was on strike.
Yeah,
yes, it's not fair because we are not making enough money while the poor kid is not making any money.
And then all these other real bands, like, showed up at their house to pick it. They were all, Madonna showed up, and, like, all other bands, you know, all other kind of artists showed up.
Yes.
Good old South Park, man.
That Madonna was only paid 37 cents on $1, so, on one album, I'm sorry. So I figure that it's not enough to make a living, so you get to take the money where it is. And sometimes it's in other people's pockets.
Yeah, I've known about torrenting. I don't even know if it's difficult to do. I have no idea, like, what you do on a computer to do it. Somebody would have to sit down and show me,
I guess. You just install a program, you find the torrent link, you click on it, the program register that you have clicked on it, it's downloading the thing, you remove it from the program so it's not available from your computer to other people, and that's about it.
So it's that easy,
yeah? Yeah, I used to use BitTorrent, but I don't know if it still exists. That was years ago when I wanted to watch Lost episodes, because I loved it so much I couldn't wait, like, week to week. So, used to use BitTorrent. And once I got that, and that was a free program, and then you can just search for whatever you want.
Netflix, I think that Netflix also kind of slowed down the download of illegal movies, because in the end, it's more convenient. It's more convenient. For example, my ex-girlfriend, I couldn't get her to get the torrent or anything, but using the remote to switch between movies on Netflix was no issue for her. So, for that simple reason, I took Netflix and I paid for it every month.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Maybe too much. Maybe that's the issue. It's too easy. It's so easy that you might think that they don't even really care if you pay for it or not, as long as you get the program.
Yeah.
That torrent thing is so easy that you could, yeah, it sounds easy. I've always, like, thought it, but is that leave your computer, like, open up for, I don't know, anything, for any kind of negative things that happen to it, viruses, spyware?
Yes, definitely, because if you are not sure of which site you are browsing to get the link, it can be an issue, but in the end, you get it, your antivirus is saying that there is something bad on your device, remove it, and that's about it. The thing is that also you are not really certain of what you are downloading until a certain percentage is arrived, so you can get a preview. So you might be thinking you are downloading South Park and getting porn instead, but to be honest, if you are using the right site, there is absolutely no issue.
Gotcha. So if you were to put a torrent, so if you put a torrent link, then you already tried it, so that would be super, like a benefit, right? That would be Gotcha.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, that's good to know.
That's how I got the episode. The link I posted is the exact one I used to get the episode for myself. It's on my cell phone since yesterday, and my cell phone hasn't blown up or sent me strange message or using data in a strange manner, so. As far as I know, everything is correct.
Right on.
Because the manufacturer of the phone has taken great care of making sure that he can spy me on at any time. So I figure that they probably kept something to prevent other people from spying on me. They want to exclusivity of some sort.
Yeah, they don't want to let anybody spy on you. It's got to be them.
Yes, exactly.
They're the ones that want to sell your metadata.
Yes. Exactly. I once read somewhere that if you do free research on the internet, they can already pinpoint that it's your profile. That it's you.
From doing what? Just simply putting in key search words and stuff?
Yes. Free research on Google will permit them to pinpoint you who you are. But I don't know where I take this information, so.
Well, that's possible. I mean, I remember years ago, and this might have been a lie, but I remember, like, 20 years ago, where, you know how at the grocery stores around here, or, like, Target store, I don't know if you have Target's over there, but it's, like, Target's, like, a grocery store, and they also sell, like, just, like, everything. It's, like, an everything store, like a Walmart. Well, I remember years ago, supposedly, that you have a Target card, and you have to use your Target card when you purchase stuff for whatever reason. But that's just so that they know who's purchasing what. It was like an ancient way of getting metadata on people before they had video cameras that can, like, look at your, like, you know, video recognize you and all that stuff. But supposedly Target would be able to tell when a woman was pregnant 20 years ago by the stuff she was buying.
Yes, definitely. There is a lot of things that are probably changing in your consumerism attitude. I mean, if you lose your current girlfriend, you might end up buying condoms again. Because you weren't using them with your ex-girlfriend, because since the time and everything. So So just that is a telltale sign.
Oh, yeah. That you maybe buy more alcohol.
Yes, in fact, I was about to say that. More booze, definitely. More booze, bad food,
but these... But these fucking maniac assholes want this information and just sell it and use it and stuff like that. What kind of fucking psychopaths would want to fucking do that to people? Like, why do you... I don't care what you buy. It's not my business. If I had a store, what you bought and what you didn't buy, I guess I wouldn't be a good store owner.
Yes, I don't really care about that either.
Everything you have to have a loyalty card. It's ridiculous. All the supermarkets, all the major tenants, pretty much everything. And they tease you with points and money off coupons and stuff, but yeah, it's just to have your information. It's mad, isn't it?
I know, the loyalty cards bother me. They always have bothered me. Ever since they came out when I was little.
I never had any.
I only get them because, like, at Ralph's is a grocery store. Like, I had to get a loyalty card. They don't know my name or anything. I just said, hey, can I have the card now and fill it out later? But I got the loyalty card because they actually give you money off on items, like, right then. It's not like you got to mail in for it, or it's not like you're getting points, but you actually get money off on items. So when I want to go in to buy some food at Ralph's, I have their little keychain thing, but they don't know my name or anything like that, but they know, but like, I change cards like every 6 months, but they know where I shop and which stores I go to and all that for 6 months. They can link it to one person.
Yes,
They're still getting info out of me, even though like every 6 months I'll be like, oh, can I get a new card? This card's bad. And they'll give me one. I'll fill this out and turn in the information later, and then I just have the card with not hooked up with an account, you know?
Yes, but I live in Switzerland. Everything is too tight, and they won't give you the card if you don't register immediately. But they will give you some money back, clearly. They will give you some money back. But not some IKEA is doing that. They will give you a card, and with the card you pay less than other customers. But the grocery store, they don't do that. They just give you some money back at the end of the month in some kind of voucher that you receive at home.
Yeah, but it's all just to get your info.
Yes, oh, definitely. They just want your info and they want to sell it. And the little pittance that they are throwing your way is absolutely nothing compared to the price that they are selling those information. And also the fact that they are using them internally to say, okay, those assholes are buying too much of the low-priced biscuits. Let's price them up, or let's cut down the size of the package. You know what I mean? They are just using it to screw us more in the end.
Yeah, is it all that information linked to the adverts online as well? Like, say if you go out and buy a bottle of wine or something. I mean, even if you go outside, then you come back, use your laptop, and then it's just full of adverts for what you've just bought. Like, I've had that so many times. Really creepy.
Yes. I was for the longest time persuaded that I was about to die of heart failure because Google was always putting me this ad for a cardiac valve. So I was really afraid. I was thinking that they knew something I didn't know at the time.
Were you eating a lot of bad foods or something at the time?
Probably. That's probably the case. Or drinking too much or whatever was the case.
Yeah.
But at the time I was worried that they knew something I did not.
Yeah,
well, Skylarket, didn't you just post a meme? Didn't you just post a meme that said, this is me when Google sent me an ad for what I was thinking in my head or something like that?
Yeah, with the girl with the two guns. Yeah.
Yes.
I do feel like it can read my mind sometimes. Sometimes I just think of an item, I haven't even discussed it, and then there's an advert for it. Do you ever get that?
I've had that happen a couple times where I'm thinking of something and then an advertiser for that comes up. Not as common as talking about stuff or as specific as talking about stuff and adverts coming up. But yes, I laughed when I saw you post that meme, and that fits right in with what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I get strange adverts, like say, and I could be just thinking about it, like say getting all a new coffee jug or whatever, and then there's an advert. I haven't even discussed it with anybody, And I find that very weird. And I wonder if the phone's telepathic. You know, you can hold it to your head all the time. It probably knows what you're bloody thinking. You know, the next stage.
To be fair, they are actually currently on YouTube giving me many adverts for cat food. And I don't have a cat, so they can be off the mark sometimes.
But maybe it's to brainwash you to get a cat. Maybe it's like, oh, you know what? I could get a little pussy cat to keep me company.
Maybe they say, Benoit is too happy today. Let's send him some cat food advertisements to piss him off.
Yes, because in the end, he's pissing me off.
Yeah, no, you're like, I don't have a dog. You're like, I don't care how much cat food is, man. I don't care how much cat food is. Like, know your audience,
also,
people.
Yes, but also the fact that I am in Switzerland is probably making them think that I have a disposable income that is way higher than what I am, because they're also trying to sell me some German cars all the time. So. So maybe sometimes that they might be too accurate to the point that it's frightening, but sometimes they are clearly off the mark.
Yeah. But hey, man, over the years, it just gets more accurate. It just gets more creepy.
Yes.
Yes,
but I know for a fact that if I'm using, for example, a girl that I see sometimes, Wi-Fi, I will get some ad for some feminine hygiene product at one point. So that's not that precise, to be honest. Which is funny, because if you consider it, if you stay long enough with the girl, you might end up buying a feminine hygiene product. So maybe the ad was on point all the time, but you just didn't do it.
Yeah, it's probably a little nudge. Advert for nudge to get more serious.
Sure that.
Yes, definitely. They say, okay, you are there for 3 days straight. Time to get serious. Or go home.
Yeah.
And then you get the ad for the Mercedes. So your targeted ads are a strange thing, but I think that it's just a basic old machine that is making mistakes, and like you say, it's getting refined with time, and maybe one day it will be perfect. But they are not trying to sell me weed or cigarette or anything like that, so I don't really know.
Yeah, maybe it's more...
Oh, go on, Spider, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, maybe it's like way more advanced than we even think, and it is actually not only what comes across our screens or what have you is working in a different kind of way than we're thinking of, and actually making impressions on us that actually change our actions. And the ads are just one part of that. We don't really know, right? They wouldn't tell us, like, oh, it's just for your own good. Maybe, who knows? Maybe it's bad. Maybe it's good. Maybe there's people doing bad things, or companies doing bad things, and companies doing good things. Who knows?
And that's funny that we mentioned that, because we started discussing South Park, and they mentioned that in South Park. There was an arc in one season where the ads were getting sentient, and they wanted to have bodies or something like that.
Oh, yeah, and they would sit down and they would try to investigate something on a computer, and then ads for ice cream would come up, and they'd all go to get ice cream and sneakers, and because the sneaker ad came on, and they were sitting around, what were we doing? And they said, oh, god damn it, these fucking ads!
Exactly.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream, I
have a plan. Oh my god, what a thing. As soon as you said, god damn it, these fucking ads. For Patreon, that's so funny.
Oh. I know, but you hope that Fakeologist isn't like running some weird ad campaign against us.
But Instagram is really good for adverts. I think they're good in targeting, because a few things that I like on there have made recommendations that have been really accurate. And so it's good in that way, if you know what I mean. If you have an interest in something, like, say, I don't know, earrings, and then I just get all these earring adverts now, and it's not good because it makes you spend money. So I'm a bit of a sucker when it comes to Instagram. I need to use it.
They take advantage of your kindness. But Instagram is like, there was like news articles where Instagram is literally like the most influential, like half of the most influential, influential accounts are like bots and stuff. Like Instagram, you know, Instagram, the whole thing is a psyop, I think, you know?
It is. That's why young people love it, because I'm only on there to watch my daughter's movements, really. But in the meantime, I've been sucked in big time, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be. It's a time waster, those things. I've never gone on Instagram ever before, but not even. Maybe only when people, if you could post a link to it and I go to see what was said or something like that. But I've never had an account or anything like that. But yeah, if your family does it, like, what are you going to do? If your family's a, you know, normal people, they're going to have their life on one of these platforms, and then you can follow your kids or whatever. You know, that would be a plus, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like you say, it doesn't surprise me if it would be fun, because there's so many, like, influencers that the young people like, you know, like, and they just chat shit as well, a lot of them, and they're really basic sort of people. But kids seem to love that stuff, you know, especially young girls. But not so much my daughter. She just likes Studio Ghibli things and stuff like that. But yeah, it's an interesting one, Instagram.
All those new applications are interesting. But the thing is that, like you say, it's a big time waster. To see pictures of all my ex-girlfriend happy with their new boyfriend is not that much of an interest to me, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
And I also firmly believe in the evil eye, so I will never post too much picture of me being happy with other people or things like that.
Yeah, it's just a way to snoop on people, really, isn't it? Like, look at your empty profile
and the asshole that is living next door that you are suspecting is dealing drugs because he shall not own such a car. Just plain stupid, and it's malignant most of the time.
But there's the, it's so many people, I guess, who are just followers of the system, who don't even think the system or the media or these platforms might even think they're immune to being controlled. They just go about their business as if they're above being influenced. Like, even we would probably do the same thing. We think we're above. I think a lot of truthers think they're above being influenced too. But you can't, like, spend too much time doing the same things as, like, as somebody else and not be influenced by it. You know, nobody's immune to the psychological influence.
Yeah, exactly. Because they work so hard at it, don't they? You know, like, to change, you know, they call it person change or people change. And there's a lot of organizations here that do all that and influence public opinion, and they invest so much time and money in it that you can't get away from it, like you say, even if you're a truther or, you know, or aware, they'll get you in the end, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, they want it, like, the next way, hey, it's just a way to make money, too, like, hey, if we could get everybody to start buying this one thing, a certain bracelet to say, like, you know, like, yay for SJWs or something like that, and then get everybody to buy this bracelet, and they can influence on these platforms, and then, so, but, you know, you can just absolutely make a buttload of money, too. So, there's a good advertisers, you know, want to know how to control consumers, right?
Yeah. It's funny you say that. I saw a guy today I drove past, and he had a hoodie on, and at the back it said Black Lives Matter. And I thought, oh, I wonder if he's part of the movement or if he's just bought that on Instagram or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there is a big business in that, and that is something that is rather strange to me, is that the fact that a website such as Wish is authorized to sell so many copies of so many different products without any problem, apparently.
Yeah. And I've noticed Instagram, they're big advocates of, you know, like LGBTQ and trans, because a few that I follow, a few of them are like fitness-like things, and there always is some connection to either Black Lives Matter or, you know, the trans agenda every single time. It just seems to be really pushing that hard on Instagram.
But that's a commercial strategy in the end. That's just to gather as much support as possible, to get as much attention as possible, and to be on the right side, on the right camp, rather.
Yeah, and that's all mediums, I guess, on Facebook as well, and probably Twitter.
But that's the state of affairs. There is nothing you can do against it. It's the new way to promote yourself, your brand, and everything. And being on the right side of any and all issue is the most important thing that there is.
Yeah, that is true.
And that's definitely also to get the adverse reaction in some people. Like saying, yes, you are defending criminals that were killed by the police, but still this guy is a rapist, the other one is a child molester, blah, blah, blah. And that's just to polarize the two camps. And in the end, no same discussion as possible, and the statu quo remains.
Like, do you guys believe that rituals happen, like, all the time? Like, satanic rituals?
Apparently, my Bluetooth don't have battery anymore, so I'm about to head out of the room for at least half an hour. But I will be back, if no one is still there when I come back, I will be back in 5 hours to interview Cooler on 9/11. So if no one is there when I come back, bye bye everyone.
Hey, Spider, are you still there? Spider Famous, are you still here? Are you still there?